Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is David Beckham before and after a hair transplant. In the future, being bald will be rare, unless you're poor, or you choose to go Picard by choice. If you think this is something, wait until they fix the shortening of telomeres and people are able to live forever. Imagine a world where the boomers never die, and their entitlements only grow. Also, how much you want to bet that most of the women having kids with Elon don't even know what he really looks like? Up next looks like there are three guys in the world. The normie, the chad, and the incel. The guy on the right has the incel trying to smile look on his face. And you know he's probably hiding a George Costanza under that baseball cap. And he also clearly has a horrible personality. That's really why he's single. But the unhappiest guy here is the normie because he's the only one that has to put up with women's BS. The chad doesn't have to, and the incel doesn't even have that option. Number 3, this woman mutilates her boyfriend with a chainsaw in front of a 4-year-old child. If this happened in the UK, white knights, feminists, and simps would be working really hard to get her released. The feminists would say he must have been doing something to deserve this. I'm surprised she even knew how to start that thing. Latinas sure have a temper, so be careful out there, gentlemen. Moving on, this woman wants to be manipulated by a tall boy who plays video games and has a beautiful smile. Women say they don't want to be with a guy that's a gamer, but if he's tall and good-looking, they don't care. You may think she's hot, but these crazy eyes tell me you're in for a world of hate if you get together with her. But I'd get together with her. Looks like just my type. But after a week or two of crazy, I'd end up leaving. Number 5, here's the difference between a guy that's 5'7" and a woman that's the same height. Again, for the most part, a man can't control his height, but a woman can control her weight. Now somebody needs to make something similar for weight. A 200-pound man versus a 200-pound woman. Or one where neither the man nor the woman are wearing fake-up. Women lie about their height, but a guy saying that he's only 5'7" is definitely not lying. Up next, the woman is upset because men find this woman attractive. And according to her, guys that like this are PDF files because she only has the body of a 12-year-old. It's just envy because they aren't that young or beautiful anymore. And they don't want all the women out there like this taking the men that they feel entitled to. And you know the women complaining have bodies that look like the grill of a beaten-down pickup truck. These women also probably think that this is okay. Number 7, here's what every woman on the pill needs to understand. It makes you anxious and depressed. Then to counter the weight gain from the birth control pill, she's going to have to take a Zempic. And that makes her look old, so she gets Botox. Western medicine gives women easy answers that create even bigger problems down the road. But they can't see what's going to happen to them because they're very short-term thinkers. And all this starts by wanting to get plowed by Chad without protection. Moving on, this is the funniest thing I've seen all day. This individual says not to brag, but they're about to get free candy, and you're not. Free duct tape too, of course. I guess they've never heard of the kidnapper van before. More likely they're about to get trafficked. Maybe they need to stop texting and start working on those panel doors instead. I can see the kidnapper asking them why they have a second phone, as they already ended up taking the first one. Number 9, this should be the official symbol for International Women's Day. A friend of mine went to buy a Mercedes, and all 4 of the rims look like this. He found out that the original owner was an older woman. As for this car, I wouldn't be surprised that the side view mirror was hanging on for dear life on an electrical cable, and the oil hadn't been changed in over 40,000 miles. But this should be the official logo, a woman parking an airplane upside down. Up next floor here says that somebody needs to make corn for kids. Because young teens are already watching it, and instead of full hardcore content, they need the soft stuff where everyone asks for consent and doesn't get choked. Looks like what was hard while I was growing up is soft today. And what is hard today is soft that was extreme back in the day. On top of that, she looks like a PDF teacher. She probably just wants to use this to seduce some junior chad. Number 11, have you ever heard a woman complain that she bought a man a house that he wanted, the car that he wanted, and gave him kids, and he wouldn't have sex with her? But a lot of men say this every day. If you're expecting a woman to be sexually attracted to you if you buy her things, you're an idiot. Focus on gaining high social status or building up your muscles and style. Women say that men are more visual. It's the opposite. They say that we only care about looks to cover their own narcissistic tracks. Moving on, you know it's getting bad out there when even gay people aren't having sex anymore. Grindr stock is falling off a cliff, 22% in only a week. But to be fair, the stock had tripled in the last 2 years, from $6 going all the way up to $18. It's still not even profitable. Looks like the stock and the guys using it are just a pump and dump, literally. As for the stock, where's the bottom and where's the top? Maybe ask their user base for that. Number 13 Angel Reese says that if women in the NBA don't get what they want, they're going on strike and sitting it out. It's such a tragedy. Dozens of fans will be pissed off. The women demand to be paid as much as the men, but this ain't tennis. Maybe if you ladies were beautiful and wore little skirts while grunting and groaning in ecstasy on the court, then you would actually sell out your games and make some money. Well, it looks like it's time to say bye-bye. Up next, Leftoids say it's ridiculous to call it the Gulf of America. But they're the ones saying that men can get pregnant, literally. Besides, the continent is called North America, so it makes sense to call it the American Gulf. Just like the Persian Gulf is in Persia. More of America's landmass is on the Gulf's coast than that of Mexico. Aren't there more important things to discuss than the name of a body of water, though? Number 15, apparently before 1974, married women weren't allowed to have a bank account or credit card all by themselves. That if a woman took on debt, it instantly became her husband's debt. If a man didn't pay for his woman's debt, he would go to debtor's prison. Imagine how many women would have spent their husband into poverty and into debtor's prison in the past as a form of de facto divorce. Moving on, I bet this wasn't on your 2025 bingo card. Octomom banning her 8-16-year-olds from smartphones and social media. I bet none of us saw her making a good parenting decision. Then again, maybe she's afraid her kids will look her up and realize that she's a national laughingstock. Not to mention her kids could accidentally find the spicy video content that she's made. Also, why does she consider her kids dogs? That kind of seems rude. For a moment there, I thought this was Sarah Silverman. Number 17, remember guys that 73% of all women on the Titanic survived the sinking, but that only 19% of men did. That's equality for you. The patriarchy were so bad that they deemed themselves more worthy of the sacrificial death than women and children. In today's world, if the Titanic sank, it would mostly be women dying because men would rush to save themselves. They would also say it was all men's fault for crashing into the iceberg in the first place. Up next, an all-girl Boy Scout troop starts in Ohio. Joel says imagine if they had a club for girls, and they could even call it the Girl Scouts. Women seem to want to ruin everything that men enjoy, so that our attention can be focused on them instead. Their standard operating procedure is always to invade male spaces. And yet with all of this, the Girl Scouts still exist. Also, by the looks of it, these two female Boy Scouts certainly know about Girl Scout cookies. Number 19, it's articles like this that explain why Vice went bankrupt, asking if it's possible to be straight and have sex with a guy. This is a gay man's wet dream, somehow managing to bang a straight man. No, you can't have gay sex and not be gay. Today they're trying a different strategy, claiming that it's not gay to have sex with trans women. More and more men are randomly bringing up trans women around me in recent years, almost like they're secretly looking for validation for their fetish or something. Most men still can't believe I have zero interest in relationships and sex with anyone, regardless of what they look like. Moving on, here's the look on most Americans' faces when you remind them that it's inappropriate to dine out if you can't afford to give a minimum 35% tip. 35% is insane. For that much money, the meal better come with a happy ending. Looks like Taylor Swift took the meme monkey's job. Poor guy is now unemployed. I think Swift here knew exactly what she was doing. She also creeps me out in these photos here. I tip 15% for good service and 10% otherwise. Number 21 Amy Schumer is looking forward to your kind words. She looks the way potatoes look when you let them cook for too long in the sun. She clearly needs to lose some weight and lacks a gym membership as well. For some reason, her giant cheeks remind me of this hamster. If you want to know why she really can't lose any weight, it's because she's married to Chris Fisher, a chef and farmer from Martha's Vineyard. Who looks better, Amy Schumer or potato? Up next, here's the look you get when you're about to give them a $20 tip, but roll it up instead. Looks like they want some of that white powder for themselves as well. I really need to find this Denny's for research purposes, of course. Am I the only one that thinks these girls are going to get sued for their unrealistic impression of Denny's? Number 23, apparently this woman realized only now why she never has to pay for anything. Really? Only now? She knows exactly why she doesn't have to pay. She's probably just trying to get a chat to commit before gravity makes them go down. Women like this would be broke if their brains were in men's bodies. Correction, in the average man's body. I've seen tall, stupid chads rise up in the corporate ranks before. Looks like the inflation rate is definitely on the rise. Moving on, no matter how well you do in life, there's nothing like poverty nachos. I used to get these at the movie theater with extra jalapenos and salsa. I could literally feel them clogging up my arteries as the cheese whiz pumped through my heart. These used to be everywhere when I was a child. The convenience stores and movie theaters. Now I can't find them anywhere, and that's a good thing because I can't even eat them anymore. Number 25 and the last one is Chun-Li from Street Fighter. The only Asian woman with a thick booty. This is the best cosplay of her that I've ever seen. I want to see her do a spinning bird kick with those bad boys. Also, does anyone know the address to this noodle shop? I'm asking for a friend, of course. She's real and not AI generated, and here's another great picture of her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.